Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
It's Sir Elton bringing us back.
It's fine, the business thrives.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jerry Detweiler is here. NAB.com is the website. Jerry is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top credit experts in the galaxy. Jerry, tell us about NAB.
At NAB, we help business owners get matched to financing offers and, most importantly, build financially healthy companies.
All right, so I encourage you to go there. It's free, too, isn't it?
Yes, we absolutely help for free.
NAV.com, there are calculators there that will help you figure out how to consolidate your debt. Jerry, can we talk about EIDL? That's still available, right? The loans, and we need to admit, we need to differentiate between the grant and the loan. The grants, I don't think that's available anymore. That was a really temporary thing. But the loans are still available, right?
Yes. Well, there are some borrowers who are still trying to get the targeted advance. That was the one that was passed at the stimulus bill at the end of 2020. Yep.
Yeah.
And that one is the rest of the $10,000 if you already applied.
Right.
But for the most part, you're looking at a loan, which is a 3.75% loan for 30 years. 2.75%
wow.
If you're a nonprofit.
30 years.
And that's not a bad loan if you
that's
qualify
a good loan.
For it. So you apply at SBA.gov right on the SBA's website.
What are you seeing as the approval rate on those? Do you know?
I don't know a percentage. What we are seeing is it's taking anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for a borrower to get approved for their EIDL
yeah.
loan. And what happened, Jim, was originally they capped it at $150,000 because there was so much demand. But they've recently lifted that to $500,000. So if you already got EIDL, but you qualify for the larger loan, you can go back and request more
right.
money. And we are seeing those get approved. Again, probably a 4 to 6 week timeline is what we're seeing.
And the money can be used for what?
It's designed to be a working capital loan to get the business through the disaster.
Right.
So, and in this case, the pandemic. So you're not supposed to use it to refinance long-term debt. You're not supposed to pay yourself as the owner bonuses.
Right.
You're really supposed to use it to pay expenses the business needs to pay while it recovers. That's what these loans in general are about. EIDL is not new. It's
right.
been around when floods and fires and other disasters.
It's what it was designed
for. Now businesses.
What if you just wanted to grow your business?
What
if you had an opportunity to add a capability to your business, and this money funded adding that capability? Can you do that?
I would definitely talk to the SBA for adding on something new.
Yep.
For example, you specifically can't use it to relocate your business. And
right.
so it's really not designed to be a growth. It's designed to be maintenance for your business to
right.
help you get through this tough time. And then come out, you know, a financially solid and stable company. But the interest
right.
rate can't be beat, 3.75%.
No, no kidding.
I do encourage business.
And if,
yeah.
and isn't there an abatement on the payment, a period of abatement on the payment?
Correct. So you won't be making payments till 2022 on this loan. So that's
well, a year and a half,
is
it 18 months, something like that?
Owners. Yep, 18 months, yeah.
So you
yep,
borrow the money for 30 years, 3.75%. The payments, you'll know what the payment is going in, and there's no payment. Does the interest accrue during that time, or is it a full abatement?
No, interest does accrue during that time. So
it
if you're
does
not
accrue.
Making payments, interest will continue to accrue.
So
yeah.
you'll have that'll be built into your APR for the loan over the when the payments start, right? And then, now can you pay this back any time if you borrow the money? Could you pay it all back before the first payment's due?
Absolutely. You can pay it back before it's due, yes.
So the point I'm
no
making is if
penalty.
You're not sure if you're going to need it, go ahead and apply for it. You can always give the money back.
Yep, and you apply directly on the SBA's website. You don't need
yeah.
someone to you don't need to pay someone to do it. It's SBA.gov. But if you do need help with the application, your local Small Business Development Center, SCORE, right, or your local SBA office can help.
Right. So, but could you use it to, let's say the building became available, and you wanted to grow your business into that building. Could you buy it to? Could you get the loan to buy that business, that building?
I do not believe that would be an acceptable use according to the guidelines.
Okay.
My understanding of the guidelines, correct?
Right. Okay. Now I'm just trying to cover the waterfront here. But inventory, you could buy inventory, right? You could buy fixtures. If you wanted to increase your payroll, maybe that you could do something like that. Anything in the operation of the business.
Yeah, pay your vendors. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's working capital. It's things you need to keep the business growing. It's just not meant to be an expansion loan. So
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's a lot of things that fall under working capital.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. But here's the thing. Just, give it a shot. Right? If they give you the money, I mean, if they let you have the money, give it a shot. Tell the truth. Just tell them what you're doing it for. Give it a shot and see what happens. Right? I mean, nothing bad can come from it. I think it's I can tell you that's a better rate than your bank will give you, even if you're one of their best customers.
Yeah,
that's a 4% better probably than you get from the bank. Hey, Jerry, I just can't tell you how awesome I think your work is and what you do. The help that you provide so many people is just essential, and I appreciate you for that, and I always have.
Well, thank you, and you're doing it every day, Jim, so thank you.
Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen, NAV.com. Be sure to check that out. If you're not using that website, then you're missing something. NAV.com. Check it out. Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasting, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.